viewpoints expressed on The Edge are not necessarily those of this radio station, its staff, management, or other sponsors. Welcome back to The Edge. We're going to continue our topics tonight, and you can be involved. All you have to do is go to our website, theedgeam.com. Click on the Fast Blast link, get your question in now, and maybe your question will be read on the air. Again, that's theedgeam.com. Click on Fast Blast to get your question in. Let's get back to The Edge Radio Broadcast. Your host is Daniel Ott.
We're going to go to our newsmaker line, and we're going to see if we got Hannah Billups on the line. Hannah, are you there?
I'm right here, Daniel. Hi.
Hi, Hannah. Well, welcome back to the show. It's so good to hear you this evening.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, I guess you had a traumatic experience here in the last week or so.
Yes, sir, I certainly have, and I have a lot to share with the people, and I'm in hiding right now. But I know that the angels are watching over me, and I have people praying for me, and I want to thank each and every one of you out there for praying for me tonight.
Well, that's good. I know people have got you in their prayers and thoughts, and Hannah, I guess we got to kind of go over your story a little bit for the listeners this evening. How did it all start?
Well, I have visions, and a lot of people think that's from the devil, but that's not true, because in the Word it says it, he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost, and you'll have the gifts. You'll have gifts, and you'll see visions and do the works of Jesus. And I had visions, and I had this vision of this little girl, and she's a beautiful little girl, and I just love children. And she was holding out her hand to me, and it was like I could feel her. And I saw a hand, and I was trying, I wanted to take her with me, and she was confined in this area. And I saw like a soldier there, and she said, he can see you. And I didn't know what she meant, and I felt like some kind of heat come on my body. It was like he could see me there or something. It was very odd. And then I was trying to help this little girl, and then it bared on my mind so bad, and I made a big mistake, and I called the FBI, and I told them about this, and I said, there's a child that I believe has been kidnapped and needs your help. Well, they took all my information down, and I was in the kitchen. I was making strawberry jam, and they come in my kitchen, and they knocked that time, and I let them in. And they were taking this information down about the little girl that I had seen and the area that I had seen her in. And I have never been anywhere but the state fair. I don't travel, you know, I just don't go anywhere but the farm and the mountains and stuff. But I told them about, and they said, well, how do you know about this place? And I was describing in detail about it what I had seen. Well, anyway, they took all the information down, and I didn't know they was coming back. And they came back, and they brung CDs and like this book, and they told me that I could help them, and I was not going to help them do anything, you know. I believe that outfit is from Lucifer himself. What I've seen is from Lucifer himself. And I know that the New World Order is Luciferian, set up that way. What I have seen, there was a young lady on your show who described boxcars. Well, the boxcars that I've seen, and I was in one, and I still have bruises on my ankles of the chain marks of the shackles. They put me inside this train, and I went underground in there. And these FEMA camps, that are empty now are not the ones the citizens and the resistors are going to. They are disguised. They're in front. They are going underground. That's where the real FEMA camps are. And on the, what I have documents that I stole out of this place. And I have blueprints and stuff. And I am in hiding, and I am going to get these out as soon as the Lord tells me to do this. Where, you know, I know I'm not safe right now, Daniel. I know that. But this is so important because it all ties in with what is about to happen to America and with the national ID card system. If you do this, people, if you take this national ID card, okay, and do that and forfeit your rights, they have a plan where on the back where the digitized photo goes, they're color-coded. I don't know if you know what the color codes are, like blue and red and black and all that.
Okay.
Well, they're behind your face, and it's disguised in there where your face goes. That means if somebody runs a scanner over that, they can find out immediately if you're black or red or in the red zone or whatever. And they have these marks in this place, in this facility, and they're all in there with these trains, and they're like slimmer trains, and they go really fast. And I have so much to share with you, and I'm sorry, I'm just keep rambling on.
Well, I think you can ramble on as much as you want to on this show, and that's why we're having you, because I certainly wasn't there, so all I can ask is a few questions. Hannah, and one of the questions I have was, I guess they met you at the bottom of your mountain?
Oh, yes they did, and I knew, the Lord told me, he said, Lee, go, and go hide thyself until that indignation passes by, and I knew this. I had to go. So we was going to go to the place I am now, which I'm in the Appalachian Mountains, but I'm near Virginia right now. And we were going down the mountain to the old place, and they were at the bottom of the mountain because there was only one way to get up there, and that's where they were. And I believe with all my heart that these people are half aliens. I know it sounds crazy, but they're half aliens with these people. They know about this. I've seen the UFOs. I know what they look like. I've seen the seats inside of them. I know why there's abductions. They're testing for DNA. There's certain DNA. They're looking for them, their own kind. That's why there's so many abductions. There are people now that are walking around with alien DNA blood in them, and they're calling them indigo children, and that's not right. These are star children. I know this sounds crazy, but it happened to me. Or I had a beautiful farm. I was happy, and now I'm in hiding. I feel like Anne Frank. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm in an attic. I'm hiding way in the mountains, and I'm, you know, and I just can't take this anymore, and I need somebody to listen to me because it's just terrible. But my husband is wonderful, and somehow I connected to him telepathically, and I heard the voice of the Lord to tell me to take, the yard was going to take me outside. They have remote viewers that have special privileges that get to go outside with a guard. And I heard my husband saying, two clicks away. He's an experienced military man, and he knew what he was doing. And he had to stop. He's got all the log records and everything, and he knows how to fly a plane, but he had to stop four times to refuel. But he saved my life. And they have big electronic sensors. When you reach a certain part, I saw the city extend like four cities out, and they have these electronic sensors. And you have a certain way that you can't get through these without them knowing you're there, a car or anything. And my husband knows how to get through these. He did it.
Hmm.
And anyway,
Well, Hannah, we believe you here, and there's people emailing me right now. It's coming into the inbox here that's saying, you know, that there are people out there praying for you and that are listening to your story. And, you know, obviously, you know, your life has been turned upside down and, you know.
It has, Daniel. It's been upside down. My son is in hiding and I miss him so much. But I saw him in a vision last night. He's all right. He has a star birthmark like I do, and I didn't know what it was. My parents were killed in an automobile accident, and I was adopted by a southern couple that couldn't have children. And I grew up on a farm, and I've lived all my life in the mountains, and I don't know much anything that goes out in the world. You know, I just don't know, and I don't know what purpose the Lord had for me. And he said I have to reach these star children that they're being used by the Luciferian system. And they're drugging up these children that are really supposed to be the Lord's children. They're drugging them up with Ritalin and all these other horrible drugs so they can't do the work of the Lord that they're supposed to do in these end times. You know, they're supposed to be warriors, but they're getting doped up, you know. And the Lord said that the devil was a worthy adversary. I mean, he's really got the world fooled. But anyway, the FEMA camps are underneath people. They're not outward, out in the open. They keep those for undercover. They're underneath, and they're acres and acres long. I've seen them. It was horrible. I see people in there. They were crying, and this little boy was running around. I just wanted to hug him. Then it was horrible. He was praying. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. I said, no, honey. I said, come here. I hugged you. Jesus loves you. And he said, who's that? They raise these children there, Daniel. They grow them there. I've seen a two-headed child. It's horrible what they have planned. And I know that Hitler did horrible things to the Jewish people in the war. And homosexuals, you know, he experimented, did horrible things to them. It just makes Hitler look like a saint. What's going to happen? And they're getting ready to do it now. A few hours ago, I was targeted, and I called Sylvia, and I said, please pray for me, because they were trying. My ears were ringing. They're trying to tap me, take me off your show. And I've got to tell you, people, if something happens to me, I love you, and I'll see you in heaven. But there's coming a time when this is happening. It's happening now. There's thousands of people missing, and if you ever wonder where they're at, they're probably in there. Because there's thousands of them in there being experimented on and tested on, and they need help, and I don't know why they're still in there. Maybe they just don't have the protection of the Holy Ghost. I don't know why I got out. My husband saved me, but I'm so thankful he did. And there's something I need you all to know. If you all get a chance, there's a book called Atlantis by Ignatius Donnelly. It was written in 1882, and I just read that book, and some of the words I didn't understand. I had to look it up in the dictionary because I haven't had that much education. But for people that's listening, they probably had a lot more schooling than I did because I got married real young and raised kids all my life on the farm. That's all I know. But this book, after you read it, you will see there's maps in there. They tried to hide this book. There's maps in there. And it corresponds exactly with the maps of the underground tunnels with the blueprints that I have. With the ancients. I know that the giants were supposed to be chained up in hell, but their descendants are in there. I've seen them. And if you speak to them in authority, I was sitting there and one of them tried, they were going to put some kind of needle in my stomach. And if they sense any type of fear on you, that's what will get them. okay? That's what will kill you. It will kill you. Do not have fear if you are ever caught. Don't show fear. And that's hard. And they will try to play my games and find what you are afraid of. That's the very first thing they will do to you. And I said, if you put that needle in me or near me, I'm going to poke your black eyes out with that. That's what I said. And he dropped it. And if you speak authority to the Greys, they will listen. They're slave types. There are other things in there. It's so terrible. I can't even talk about right now, but I will eventually.
Hannah,
really having a hard time with this because this is the first time I've talked about it since I've gotten back. So I thank you.
Okay.
So let me be on here.
Yeah, and
the time is now. People, wake up. Get out of these churches. It's got these doctrines and creeds in it. Get out, because there are people in there they have sent in there that are looking for people with gifts of the Holy Ghost. They've got you on a list. These people they got in there in churches looking for people that can prophesy or have visions in these churches, they got your name. They wrote it down. There's lists. And you're probably color-coded, and this is the way that they're doing it, with the bringing it in with the national ID card. So
okay. Right,
I don't know if it's going to help if we get together and say no and we don't get it. It's not going to make a difference, because all these things have got to happen anyway.
Okay.
They've got to.
Hannah, now, I want to get back to what you saw, but can I ask a few questions now?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody's got a lot of questions people have been sending in. They want to know, how did your husband get you out of there?
He flew his plane.
Did he sneak in? Did they let him in? How did you get out?
Well, he probably should tell that, because he is a pilot and a very good pilot. And he called through a field, and he had two friends with him, and they spoke by headphones and little microphones, and you have to fight. He said you have to fight them. If you're going to get somebody out of there, you have to fight them military style. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
He was a military man. He knows about this stuff, and that's how he got me out. And then I plan on letting people know about this exactly, and posting, you know, pictures of him flying and stuff and his log records and everything, so they'll know that this is the honest to God truth. And if I'm telling the truth, may the Lord shut my mouth, because I don't mean to do that. I don't want to mislead anybody, but this stuff happens to people.
Hmm.
And I never thought it would happen to me, but it was my own mistake. I did it.
Well,
so, you know,
okay, well, that,
I can't blame nobody, me, unless God ordained it that way. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, our first hour guest was saying that very thing. He said he saw, spiritually, he saw some, he said that if one were to see a crime and you report it, they would immediately suspect you, you know. And so I guess when you reported what you saw of that little girl, it must have had so much truth. Perhaps they had already abducted her and were doing some sort of experiments on her, and they wanted to know how. I guess it proved to them that you were the real thing, and they just came out to get you to steal your powers or make your powers work for them.
He's exactly right. That's exactly what they did, and I didn't know. You know, I just thought they were the police, and I just, I have... Well, it's hard. I know people are living out in the cities, and they got jobs. I've never worked outside the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then, you know, I trusted people. And it's like people, I just never thought people were bad. There were evil people out there. There is.
Hannah, do you have star birthmark or some sort of star?
It's on my leg. Yes.
What is
Sylvia's
that?
Sylvia's going to take a picture of it.
What is that? Is it a star? Is it a mark? What is it?
It's a star, and I've always had it. I don't know why. I just always had it. My son's got one the same spot.
Okay.
It's on my right leg.
Hannah, somebody wants to know, How did you get the plans out of that facility, the blueprints? How did you get them out?
I put them in my petticoat. I don't wear breeches or pants, excuse me. And I wear long skirts and, make my own clothes and stuff. But mm-hmm. I put them in my petticoat, put them in there, my bloomers.
Okay. So when they weren't looking, you headed for an exit?
Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you about that man that come in.
Okay.
The guards there inside, there's so many different ways to get in and out of there. From what I remember, that one man, he come inside and he looked really important. He had a real fancy suit on. And they just jumped on him, these guards. And they just were like sticking their guns and stuff in his face. And I was like, oh my Lord. And I was sitting there. It was when I told them I wasn't going to help them. That was before they put me in this freezer thing. They was going to punish me because I refused to help them. And I was sitting there and I seen that. There was a desk there and I was just grabbing stuff and I put it in my bloomers when they was poking that guy around over there by the door. Hmm. And that's how I got them. But I have them and it's 98 pages long. Hmm. It's filled with stuff.
Do you still have the CDs that you were playing for Sylvia that has that droning hypnotic voice on it?
I'll have to look. My husband, he got me over here to the other place in the hospital, they took my hard drive out, and he wouldn't take me back to my old farm, and I've lived there for so many years, I miss it so bad. My horses and stuff. But he said, don't go there, Hannah, because they just destroyed our home. They went through everything. They took out things from the drawer and the hard drive and everything. Mm. So I don't know. I'll have to look. I've got boxes everywhere. Mm.
So is your husband with you now? Or are you by yourself or are you with some people?
No, we are by ourselves in the mountains, hidden away until the Lord says it's time to get out of here. We're just waiting on the Lord, you know.
Yeah. Does your husband ever talk on shows like this?
Once in a while, I guess he would. He's a very strong-willed man and very countryfied, but
is he there? Would he like to take the phone for a second?
I think he's out by the barn and everything. I thought we was an hour ahead of you.
Okay.
And I would have called in sooner, but have him on soon?
Yeah, if he comes in, let me know because we'll keep the broadcast going for a while here I'd like to have just a couple questions real quick for him if he comes in, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's get back now. You said that you were taken underground. Do you know where that place was, Hannah?
No. I thought somewhere in Washington. I don't know. And then when we got there, it was the strangest thing how I got there. I was in when they stopped us at the bottom of the mountain. I got out, and they have something. It was like you can hear like a buzzing or ringing in your ears or something, and I don't know where that comes from. It's like a very hypnotic feeling, and they use that against you, I think, to maybe make you stand still or something. I don't know. And I wouldn't let them take my son. And I think they just did that so they would, I would comply. Of course, I'd lay down my life for him, you know, but I just said, I'll go. Just take me. Lord be with me. And I trusted the Lord. And it's like when we was in the car, we traveled for a while, I got really sleepy, my eyes got real heavy, and it's like we pulled into this field, and I heard like a whirring sound, and then I just woke up, and I was in like this lab type of sitting on a steel table, and I was still in my clothes, and I looked up and seen these black eyes shining at me, and I thought, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm having a nightmare here. That's the first thing I thought. Mm-hmm. And it took me a minute to regain my composure because this is not something one would want to see, you know. But I was in there for about 4 days, and my son had a vision that he'd seen me and knew where I was, and he tried to go, and my husband told him, no, he can't go. But Sylvia's friend, I've never met her, and she's the sweetest thing. And she said that she saw where I was, too, and Janine is her name, and the road and where I was, and I really didn't know where I was until I was in the hospital, and my husband told me.
Hannah, when you were underneath there in that facility, did you say you suspected there were aliens there?
Oh, yes, there's aliens there. Oh, yes, sir, there are, and they're very real. Yes.
And could you describe them?
Oh, yes, yes. Now, one time I saw just the back of, it was almost like a lizard-looking thing. I can't hardly tell what kind of color he was, maybe a brownish, but he was going like further into these tunnels, and then I seen the grays mostly, and they are the slaves of the New World Order, and they have their cities and stuff where they plan to depopulize us and spread all these diseases and stuff that actually are created by these aliens. And as soon as they do that and try to get rid of most of us, well, we'll be under their control. They're going underground to their fancy houses and mansions they got under there. And they got all that, and their cities under there, shopping centers. And
shopping centers for the aliens?
These houses and stuff are waiting for them while they just, you know, try to kill all the poor people. Mm-hmm. The working people, you know, which, of course, everybody knows we support them,
mm-hmm.
Hannah, with our taxes and stuff.
Hannah, did
so
they...
are we paying tribute to Caesar? Oh, yes, we are, by paying taxes and stuff every year. Yes, we are.
Sounds like we're paying.
And I believe it was Pastor Paul that said that exactly right. We pay it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to make a choice, but we're going to have to stand up and fight. And I don't believe it'll do any good because it's got to happen, but it might prolong it so we can get out the truth and save some souls around this world.
Hannah,
and they're coming into the knowledge now.
You know,
the revealing is here. It is here. This is the last hour. They are ready to clean us out now.
Hannah, somebody wrote in, said that they've been having a lot of dreams and visions, and they believe the time for, I guess, the event that you're saying is very short. Are you feeling then that within a certain time period, maybe months or within a year, a couple of years, that some big event is going to occur and we're all going to have to make a choice?
Yes, it's coming. Whoever wrote that, yes. The Lord speaks to many, many of His children, and He does it every day. And there's specific missions for each one of us. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you don't know your mission out there that the Lord gave you, He'll reveal it to you in this final hour because He needs you. And it's going to happen real soon. Something bad's really going to happen.
Hannah, you said that they were getting ready to inject something into your stomach. Do you think at any point in your abduction, within that 4 days, did at any point they try to put a chip in you?
I don't know.
Have you?
I don't know if they did or not. I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
No.
Now you're at a secret location. Do you think that they're done with you as your husband got you out? Do you think they're done with you, or did they turn around and find you were missing? Or are they going to come back and get you? What's your feeling on that?
Oh, they're looking for me now. I know they are. I know they are. And I didn't know, you know, I just thought, you know, I just go outside and start planting a garden and, you know, whatever. And, you know, it's just dawning on me that life is never going to be the same again. And it never will be for people. And a lot of things have happened here in this country. And there's so many bad things going on. And I believe that there will be a horrendous earthquake here in this nation very soon. And a few months ago, I had like a quaking feeling. I could feel like a thunder coming and could feel the earth trembling, and I seen a crack. The Lord showed me in a vision where the crack was going in the earth, and perhaps these demons are coming out from underneath the earth, and that's where they are. You know, and if you think about how Jesus said, you know, into the center of the earth, how would he know that, you know, back then? They didn't have the technology back. That's the Lord, that, you know, that's God, Jesus. He knew. So there, it's connected. But if you read that book, Atlantis 1882, you will see on the UFOs they have the serpent symbol on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing that Atlantis had on most of their artifacts were the serpent symbols. It's by Ignatius Donnelly. It's called Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And it is definitely a must read, and I don't read that much, but I read that, and I was just astounded, because it all fits. It all fits what's going on in these giants and Nephilim. It's right there.
Okay.
And I just know. I've seen what's going on.
All right, Hannah, I need to ask you some more questions. I got forwarded an email from Sylvia. Did you see a building with a triangle on it and a big eye?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was very sick of it, but I remember it. Yes.
Is it similar to what's on the back of the dollar bill?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so that's their logo? You think that's their creed or their emblem?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
The ancient pyramid.
Okay, Hannah, I was discussing with Don Nikoloff earlier before you came on the show about the possibility of why you may have been targeted, and somebody else just emailed in and has the same sort of idea, that perhaps is it because you you have a website, isn't it, for saints communities, for people to get together as a community to fight or to be able to survive in the end time. Do you think they were trying to make an example out of you?
Well, I haven't to take. I had worked on it for months, and I've just been so busy with the trying to garden and stuff, and I do a lot of sewing, and I had taken most of that down.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hannah, does Alex Jones host your website?
I think it's through InfoWars, but
InfoWars.
I guess, I believe it is.
Okay. Have you tried to contact Alex Jones in Prison Planet or InfoWars?
No, sir, I haven't contacted anybody.
Okay, so we're the first?
Excuse me?
I guess this is the first show you've done since you've been back?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, we appreciate you coming on and telling people
you're
about it.
You're so precious, and I just want to adopt you and your family.
Well, Hannah, I think a lot of our listeners like to adopt you, and they just can't believe such a nice person as yourself had to go through this ordeal.
I didn't listen to the interview. Like I said, I just was on, thought we was on a different time, or I'd have turned it on. I'd have to go back and listen to what he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
But he's right. The FBI, if you call them, they think it's you that did it.
Yeah.
And you know, it don't matter if you got a crystal clean record or whatever, they're going to look at you first.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Hannah,
and I was right in the middle of Cannon, and he put that laptop on there and started playing that, and I kept thinking of, you know, singing this song about he rose me over the tie by the cooks. You know, I was singing that in my mind, and he sang. He said, who rose you over time? I said, Jesus does, of course, you know. And he said, well, that's a childish way of saying it. You know, so they don't believe in the Lord at all. Of course they don't. They're serpent seed.
Mm-hmm.
The serpent seed, the serpent symbol is on everything that the New World Order has. The serpent symbol is on the ancient things of Atlantis. It all ties in together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you said when you were there, you saw people that have been experimented on. Are you talking about human alien hybrids of some sort, half alien, half human?
Yes, I've seen that.
Were you able to talk to any of them?
Not right now.
Okay.
I can't right now, but I will.
Okay.
It's just been a few days since I've been back. you know, and I just, I'm trying really hard to, I want to tell everything, and it's, I'm trying to get everything together, and I need people to hear this, so maybe when I get my husband, we can come on together. Would you like that?
That would be good, yeah. Because, I mean, I'm sure people want to know how it is he found you, unless, I mean, did he have a vision, or?
My son did.
Okay, and so your son told your husband where you were, and he went to that location and found you?
Yes. Yes, and I heard him telepathically. And then I heard, after I heard him say in 2 clicks away, I heard the Lord say, try to go outside. And I had, you got to let, if you're ever in a situation where this happens, any of you folks up there listening, number one, trust the Lord. You got to have that Holy Ghost shield on you. There's people in there now that are suffering, that are not saved. They're lost. They're gone. It's done for them. But you've got that chance. While the Lord's petition is open tonight, accept Him as your Savior, because you're going to need it. His protection in this last hour. This is it.
Mm-hmm. Hannah, you said they were able to read your mind, but then you just said that you were able to hear telepathically your son and your husband?
I didn't hear my son, but I heard my husband, yeah. I heard him.
Okay, so would you say then telepathy is a gift from God?
Yes, I do believe that. And I believe that, you know, of course, everything Lucifer counterfeits or tries to, you know, and some people like to claim it as their own as far as these indigo children go.
Mm-hmm.
I got news for you, you Luciferian New World Order people. Those are God's children, and you take your hands off of them right now in the name of Jesus. They are not indigo children. They are the Daystar children in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20. That's who they are. They're not indigo children. Those are special children, and they've been classified as the ADD stuff and doped up and everything else, and these other ones are let go, you know, that whoever resists change and conforming, and they try to dope them up.
Hannah,
but that's what they're doing. They're not indigo children. It's a star, they call it Star Children program.
Hannah, have you ever heard of something called Mighty Men of Valor? Somebody emailed in and said apparently they're trying to protect us against the aliens. I don't know. Have you heard of them?
Mighty Men of Valor, I've never heard of that.
Now,
what is it?
Well, okay, now somebody just emailed that in and said that evidently word's getting out that there are these, I don't know if they're angels or what, but apparently they're trying to protect God's people from these alien hybrid abductions. Of course, now I remember specifically Mighty Men of Valor being listed in the Bible around the area of the Nephilim coming down to the earth. And is it possible?
In Ezekiel.
Yeah.
When Ezekiel was taken up, you'll see, I can't remember which chapter it is, but it says that they patrol the earth back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I believe that.
Okay. So you stole the plans to the building or to the New World Order?
I have it. I have blueprints. I had plans, and I've got a couple extra things.
Okay.
They're going to do to the resistors.
Okay.
I have it all.
Okay. Well, I mean, is it possible to make copies and send to us?
I can do that. I'll see, you know, I trust you, what the Lord says. But,
well, maybe it'll shift some of the burden away from you onto us, because we certainly have broad enough shoulders here at the show to do something valuable with that information. And like Sylvia said, if you were able to even get it, then it must mean that God wants that to be out there for people to know.
He does. He does. And I have it. I have it buried on another mountain, but I know where it is. So, you know, pray to God I can get it to somebody if I go up missing again, and I don't want to go back missing again because my mission's not over with.
Mm-hmm.
I got to reach these new agers out there. They're being lied to. You're being lied to. You are not indigo children with creative, intuitive psychic abilities, what they call it. You're one of God's people.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hannah, you realize...
You're being lied to.
Now, you know that your story is very sensational to some. Is there anything that you can say that might convince those that thinking that may... You know, I'm getting emails now. People are saying, you know, some people are saying you're making it all up. What do you say to them?
To them who have ears, let them hear. There are always going to be people like that, I reckon, but... I know what I saw,
well,
so does the Lord, and I stand before the Lord.
Well, you're not selling
the
book, right? You're not selling a book. You're not marketing a website. You're not making any money from this interview, are you?
I've never had, no. I just want to go home and can my vegetables. That's all I want to do.
And I think I believe you there when you say that's what all you want to do. You know, I mean, you say that you were there canning the strawberries, and they walked right into your house?
Yes, they did.
And, well, you know, one of the questions I have for you, Hannah, because I remember talking to you the last time we got together, I asked you what would happen if you had prepared for some event, cataclysmic event, and then I asked you if somebody came trying to get some food from you, would you pull the trigger? And I noticed in the tape we played before the show, you mentioned something about having 3 shotguns and an AK-47. How come you didn't open fire when they were down at the bottom of the mountain waiting on you?
I didn't see them coming. I did not see them. And usually I have people, working and stuff, and I didn't see or didn't hear. And one of my best guard dogs just died April 17th of intestinal cancer. And that dog was my eyes and ears. I don't have that anymore. And I didn't have that, or he would have let me know. So it's really important to have a good guard dog, too. Or, yes, mm-hmm. I'd have put some buckshot in somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, I like what you said about the aliens. You said in the tunnel, I guess, you would have poked him in his big black eye if he got in your way, eh?
Yes, I would have.
I believe you
and
would.
And you got to speak authority to him, to the grave. Yes, you have to.
Okay, so
and
are you saying then that the name of Jesus can back these aliens off?
That makes them freeze. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And where do these aliens come from?
I don't know. I wish I did have the answer, but where there's always thousands of questions, there's a right answer. Mm-hmm. And I believe somehow it ties in with this Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just go in there and read that Ignatius Donnelly 1882 Atlantis, you'll see. I mean, it's very crystal clear, and they tried to hide that book.
Mm-hmm.
The Illuminati tried to hide it from people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for it. And if you read it, you'll see it. Mm-hmm. It's all in there. And I believe it's tied in there with them.
Okay. You said that they abducted you. So did they take you by in a truck?
No.
How did they abduct you? Start from there. What did you get into?
Well, they didn't force me in there. I just got in.
Because they ordered you?
I just got in. I just thought maybe we was going, you know.
Mm, okay.
Up to the bigger city or something to
join
talk.
Town.
Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, I'd be home or something in a few hours. That's what I thought.
What kind of vehicle was that, Hannah?
It was a very pretty white car.
Okay. And so how long did you drive? Or did they take you to an airport? Or what happened to you next?
It seemed like we were driving for a while. It was really drowsy and it's like we pulled over and it's a great big field and I heard like a whoosh and whirring sound and then I was at the place. That's how I got there. I don't know.
Really?
Oh, they're tied in together with the New World Order, mm-hmm. Daniel. They are.
So.
And,
Okay. So is it possible they drugged you in the car and then you
I believe so.
And
then you
just appeared.
I'm usually wide awake, not by 4 o'clock every morning.
Because you're working,
and
in Canada.
I'm not sleepy.
Yeah. Because you're usually out in the field sometime, aren't you?
Yes. Chopping wood and whatever. I cook on a wood stove, mm-hmm. and I had a washing machine, mm-hmm. stuff, but I usually use the scrub board.
Yeah, the old timey way. Is that the old timey way?
Yeah, it's an old time away, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. You know,
I love that. I love that too, because I'm going to get me some old timey stuff. Hannah, is it possible, you said that you were adopted, is it possible that even then they knew that you had a special gift and they were waiting for a certain time period to capture you, to bring you back in and use those gifts for their use? And then is it perhaps that maybe you refused and then they just let you be taken away by your husband?
Do what now?
Okay. Is it possible that they've been watching you for a while and they know from your very your very beginning that you had gifts and they waited at this time to pick you up, take you there, and try to force you to use your gifts for them, but you refused, so they allowed you to be taken home?
No.
That's not possible?
I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works. I could be wrong, but I don't believe so, Daniel. All my life, I've had this happen, and my daddy was a preacher, and my mama stayed at home, and, you know, she worked the farm, and, you know, and she wrote little children's books sometimes and stuff, you know, just for Sunday school class. But I would tell my mama stuff, and sometimes I would wake up, like, in strange places, and we was way out in the country, and I would wake up, like, in a field, like, maybe 3 acres away or something, and wonder how in the world did I get there from my bed? I don't know how. And then, you know, mm-hmm. I'd try to tell my mama, and she'd say, "No, stop that," you know, but, I think she tried to shelter me, and, I don't think it was such a good thing to say, but, mm-hmm. I think, you know, that's just the way it was. So, mm-hmm. But I've had it happen all my life that way. Uh-huh. You know, I would find, I have like pieces, mm-hmm.
Would you say missions, would you say you had missing time?
Excuse me?
Would you say that you've experienced missing time?
Oh yes, absolutely. And I've had that since I was a little girl on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd have visions.
And, you say you also have power to bend spoons with your mind?
Oh, Lance, I did that, yes, and my mama belt for that. She told me she's going to wear my hide out for doing that. And I thought it was just a joke. And anyway, mm-hmm. Yes, I can do that.
Okay. I don't have a spoon right in front of me, but I have a, I have a pen in my hand. Can you bend that pen?
I wouldn't want to bend a pen and get ink all over you.
Go ahead. I'm holding the pen. Go ahead and see if you can bend
it.
Well, okay. All right. We'll go on. All right. Listen, let's talk about this train. I guess because you said you were in a train with shackles, so you must have appeared then at some train station, and then they took you down inside this tunnel? Is that the way it went?
The trains are inside, and they're connected.
How long were you on the train?
I don't know. But, I was really dopey and stuff.
Okay. But they did put shackles on your feet, and you say you had bruises?
Yes, I still have them on my ankles.
Now, you didn't see anything, any trains down there or any other thing like that would have guillotines, did you?
I didn't see any guillotines.
Didn't? Okay.
But I saw fenced in acres.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it all inside, bigger than football fields. As we was going, yes, I seen it. That's where the FEMA camps are really at, folks.
Mm-hmm. Did
That's
you see
where them boxcars are going? They're being made. They're going right in there.
Mm-hmm. And you said that the train seemed to go faster than a normal train. Did you feel any? Remember feeling any vibrations on that train, or did it seem like it was floating?
Mm-hmm. It was like a vibration where maybe you put I'm trying to think of something to compare it to. If you put like a metal piece like against your teeth, you know,
mm-hmm.
and kind of feels like that vibration.
Yeah.
You know, like de-weld or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever hold a piece of metal in your teeth. And that's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. It's like that kind of vibration.
Mm-hmm. Hannah, you say your husband is a pilot. Does he have a plane near your house at an airport, or is it at your house and you have a landing strip?
Well, it don't take much to land. I think it's Piper.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, it must be fairly well off to have a plane, isn't he?
Well, we used to be all right, you know, and everything. But we're just simple country people and mm-hmm. nothing fancy about
okay.
us.
No, no. Uh-uh.
Either one.
Yeah, yeah.
We all put our britches on the same way, and we like to help people.
Well, that's just
and,
yeah. Have you ever heard of somebody named Red Elk?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because I think he spoke of a similar type of end time visions, and I think I remember him mentioning an earthquake. When you saw the earthquake, Hannah, was it in the middle of the country? Was it by the coast?
No, it was over on the western part of the coast.
Did you see floods or cities going up in flames? Is that, what I'll just describe that vision of the earthquake.
I didn't see any floods or anything like that. I saw the earth cracking in two, and the whole side of the country just going inside the water. That's what I saw.
So, Hannah, you have a message, and your message is that they're rounding people up, in addition to that, you're saying that we are really close to the final confrontation with the New World Order?
Oh, we're so close. Yes. And for the Lord's children, your deliverance is almost here.
So do you think
hold on a while longer.
Okay. Hannah, do you believe that that God will take people out of the earth before they get transported down those tunnels on those trains, or are some of God's children going to have to go in there?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be a lot of them that goes in there. Of course. And there might be for a reason. I don't know what those reasons are. But
Hannah,
the Lord only knows that. But yes, or they wouldn't have so many of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
They go all across America, all across.
Mm-hmm. Hannah, you mentioned things about Star Child. Is that found in the Bible, that type of verbiage, the Star Child? Is there a Star Child anywhere in the Bible?
The only thing that I know about is in Revelation, and that's in chapter 1, verse 20.
Mm-hmm. What
that's
is it?
All I know right now.
Oh, does it say something about Star Child children?
Well, let me look it up here, and chapter 1, verse 20, and the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. And then I think it's 2 Peter chapter 1 in the last six verses. It talks about the day stars are angels to bring light to darkness. And I want to say this, Joel chapter 3 verse 2, for I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. So, if you have an ounce, you know, from these abductions of DNA blood or these special types of gifts, you know, they're from the Lord, and the Lord will cleanse you, even if you got a little bit of their DNA. It doesn't matter, you know. He still loves you.
Mm. So you're saying that if somebody has the alien DNA, they can that God will heal them or get it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and these, I know I do. I know I do. Oh, and the Lord saved me. He's my Lord and Savior. You know, mm-hmm. He saved me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I didn't know that. I just thought I was just weird. And, you know, I'm nobody. I'm just a country girl. And, I knew something was there. Something that the Lord will reveal to me later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is, and what I've seen, and what that gray alien told me, that's why the abductions occur, is they're looking for their own kind, and they take their DNA samples, and some are taking all their life and monitored. And there's some, many, many right now that are listening that maybe will identify. And somehow we can learn this together, because this is new to me too. I just seen this stuff, and it's horrible.
Mm.
But there is an answer, and it's the Lord Jesus, and He'll save you. And doesn't matter; He still loves you. It's like that little boy I seen in there. I told him, I said, "Jesus loves you, honey." He said, "Who said he didn't know?"
Mm.
He didn't know, and I just why I cry for them little children in there.
Mm. Hannah, you said that you heard a voice from God that told you to run to the exit somewhere. There was an exit, and then your husband was there waiting?
He was out there somewhere. It seemed like it happened really fast. And I said, I think I'm just going to help you. And if you got to deal with somebody, deal with the gray one, because mm-hmm. You can really get them to do things. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'll go ahead and cooperate with you. Mm-hmm. And I said, I have got to have some fresh air. And he said, I have one of the guards take you over here. And that's how I got out. But I believe it was the Lord that mm-hmm. helped. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord has control of everything. There's a reason. He wanted this message to get out to the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess,
and I believe that's why.
Yeah, it seemed like it'd have to be the Lord, because unless the New World Order security at a base like that is so lax that somebody can just literally escape out of it. I've tried to find out from previous guests that have had similar visions of the future events. You know, I asked them, would at that time God miraculously deliver people out of those? I think we had David Ells that suggested that people could be transported, because he said he was transported from America to a church in England, somewhere in England or over there, where he was by the power of the Holy Ghost and began to preach. But he said he was transported over there and he was transported back. So I'm trying to find out, in your case, what you're saying is God miraculously delivered you, but you're thinking is that more than they're just inept? I mean, in other words, their security is screwed up and you were able to escape that way. Is that what you're saying?
There's ways to get around their security. My husband knows all about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, but he does. And I call him the mad scientist.
Mm-hmm.
He's always inventing something, but he's really good at stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He can even build an airplane by just parts, mm-hmm. scratch parts. He's really good at stuff like that.
Well, Hannah, in your spiritualness, do you see this war on the saints? Are we talking weeks, months, years? What's your feeling on that? How close are we?
It's going on right now.
Okay.
It's going on right now. There's numerous people missing. I mean, you just don't disappear. They're in these facilities. They're in there, and there's nothing. Nothing mm-hmm. people can do
mm-hmm.
unless God miraculously decides to save them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hannah, you said that they're looking for people with similar DNA.
Yes, they are.
I have a story right here. It says New York mayor wants DNA fingerprints database to track all. And that's dated yesterday.
I didn't read that.
Well, okay, but that fits right into what you're saying, is that here is a local government saying they want to get the DNA. That seems to me that would be an easy, what we call in technical field, database of people, DNA patterns. Like they're now collecting our phone calls and our voice patterns so they can track us that way. It looks to me like somebody wants the DNA, and that kind of goes with what you said.
That's true. That's what they're trying to do. And I'm not going to. They can kill me, but I believe that that's part of the mark of the beast, and it's just guys. It's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
People are looking for a microchip and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Mm-hmm. Hannah,
I don't believe so.
Hannah, what happened to your biological parents?
They were killed in a car crash.
Oh.
They were here on vacation. And I was taken, and my parents, my adopted parents, had been praying for a child for about 14 years, and they adopted me.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff took me from the back of the car, and I was about 2 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. But I was about 2 months old when they got me.
Mm-hmm. You say you have one son that saw in a vision where you were. Do you have more than one child?
Yes, I sure do.
How many children do you have?
Excuse me?
How many children do you have, Hannah?
I have four.
Four?
One daughter and three sons.
Okay. All right.
Three beautiful grandsons.
Okay, so does any of your other children, are they have these gifts that your one son does?
I think possibly my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two that, no. No, and I don't want to get into that now, but I wouldn't tell him where I was at mm-hmm. for anything. I love him and I pray for him, but he's lost.
Oh yeah,
he's
I think
in a system. He's in a
yeah.
system. He works for him.
Yeah, yeah. I think we talked about him on the last show.
Yeah,
said
he
you
works
were praying
for
praying
him.
For him. And now, when you seen, did you see guards in that tunnel in that base?
Yes, I did.
Were
but
the,
they were not our boys. They were not ours.
Who were no. they? I mean, did they look like humans, or were they aliens? Were they
no? They look
UN?
Like humans to me.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I could be wrong. There's a certain things that some people can see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've seen this, I can't explain it. I'm going to try. It's kind of like Ezekiel trying to put all that in words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what he saw is something totally foreign, and you're trying to describe it and can't think of the words to say. It's like that, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try and do my best
okay.
and everything. And but I'm all right. I'm pressing on and going forward.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do.
Hannah, were there? Did you say there were prisoners there?
Yes.
Do you feel like somehow somebody should try to go in there and get them out?
They'll never come out. If they do, it'll be by the grace of God.
Hmm.
But there's ways to get around that stuff, and there's probably listeners that know how to do that stuff too.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, if somebody is in prison, I would think maybe perhaps somebody in our listening audience has the capabilities to take a tactical team in there and go get them out.
Well, I would try. If I had a loved one that I thought was in there, I'd definitely be trying to get in to find them.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Okay.
But I believe it won't be long, and we'll be separated from our family members. They'll come and take us away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the FEMA camps are. They're underground.
Mm-hmm. So people in families are going to be broken up. Who are they looking for to take out of a particular family?
Oh, the first ones that don't conform to their ways. You know, they believe in the Constitution and they stand up for what we believe in as Christians and human beings, and we're not going to bow down to one religion. We know better than that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of people like that. They call them the resistors.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be gone.
Okay.
They'll separate, and it'll start soon. I really believe that. Now, you know that when 2008, that national ID card, okay, when it comes into effect and you don't have one, you will not be able to buy or sell or travel.
Mm-hmm. And if people don't take that card, are you suggesting they will be taken to these underground FEMA camps?
Well, it's possible. I don't know if they will or not, but I believe that if you get to that point where you're resisting that strongly, that and they got that where they can control you like that, Daniel,
mm-hmm.
I believe there's a big possibility that they got all that power.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do that, they're definitely going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like it.
Yeah, Hannah, can you remember the facility? I guess at some point you had to be above ground. You say you were in a white car. Did the car pull up to a train station? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay,
all I remember is this whirring sound, and I was just my eyes were so heavy.
I understand.
I just,
did you feel like
real drowsy?
Did you feel like the area was mountainous? Was it a desert? Was it?
No, we had to be somewhere in West Virginia. Absolutely.
Okay, so you did not leave West Virginia.
No, that's what I. They took me from West Virginia. Absolutely.
They took you from, but where did? I'm trying to find out where they took you to.
Oh, I was in Denver. That's where I was.
You was in Denver?
In the Denver facility.
Hold on for a second. Okay. So it was in a mountainous area. How did you know it was Denver?
My husband told me in the hospital. I wasn't exactly sure where I was. They don't tell you. you're pretty much on your own. And the people that are in there, besides them threatening you and playing my games with you, they're not going to tell you anything because they're worried about themselves. Mm-hmm. And they feed off of fear and hate. Mm-hmm. And I believe because of the love I felt for those children, I don't know, but I can feel love within me for a total stranger when I see them, you know, like in town.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to go up and hug people. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. And these animals and God's creatures and things. And
Hannah, have you had any more?
I believe that's what got me through.
Okay. Well, have you had any more visions of that little girl that you saw that started this whole thing?
No, I have not. And
Have you sought God on that? Have you asked God why that He showed you that?
Yes, I have, but He has not answered me yet.
Okay. And so you've been through all this, and so you think that your mission, that you were allowed to see all this, to come back and expose it, to tell the people what's waiting for them?
Yes, I do. And for the star children, or they call them indigo children, they're not. Those are the Lord's children. They're just being lied to, mm-hmm. and they need to be reached.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose, too, is for them.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. It's on my heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are people out there, Hannah, that would go to try to rescue either that little girl or others that may be in prison of the New World Order. You know, in Denver, I guess there's this giant facility. I might be mistaken the location, but I think it's called Supermax. But do you remember whether or not you were in the side of a mountain, going into a mountain, or was it in a valley?
Like a valley type of thing.
Mm-hmm. In a valley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a valley type of thing.
Could you see mountains in the background?
In a vision I have.
Okay.
I've seen it.
Okay. Well, you know, there are people in this country that won't put up with these new world order types, and they won't put up with people being abducted. So, if we get more information, and perhaps maybe on those documents you have, maybe there's an address. What do you think?
Possibly. So, the Lord's will be done. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just take it one step at a time here,
mm-hmm.
and but we've got to move fast.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't go up missing for different reasons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something. Thousands and thousands of people turn up missing, you know, all across America, and nobody mm-hmm. knows what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't imagine that many people doing murder,
mm-hmm.
you know. I'm sure there's plenty out there that have the mark of Cain on them.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Now, Hannah, we've had a number of questions, and we're probably getting close to the end of our interview, but if you could think as clearly as you can, do you think that at any point somebody might be trying to get you to say things like this, or are you absolutely sure, because, you know, you were in a groggy state, that you saw what you saw, or is it possible that anybody's been telling you things like this?
Nobody's been telling me nothing. I don't know. I think maybe they don't know. They don't want people to know how they transport these abductions.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps that's why they use some kind of drug or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe, but I was wide awake.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. You mentioned this ID card. You say that behind your picture is a color?
Color-coded, sure.
And because
that's where the color codes are hidden at.
Okay, is it because that's something that you read, or you saw one in the facility?
I saw it in the facility.
You saw different color
ID
cards?
In the document.
In a document. They let you read the documents at a facility?
Well, no, they didn't let me read them. I have them, but I've seen that. They're planned.
Okay.
Those are for the resistors.
Okay, now is that something you saw on the internet, or you saw it at the facility?
I saw it. It's in the papers. I have them.
Okay.
The color codes. They're color coded. They're for the resistors that don't mm-hmm. comply with the New World Orders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, your husband hasn't come in, has he?
No, I don't know. I'm way up here in the attic.
Here in the attic?
Yes.
Hiding out?
Yes.
Now, don't you think that if they really wanted to get you, they'd be tapping this phone line?
Maybe I have a magnet on the phone. Maybe that'll help.
Well, you know, it just seems to me if they want to find you, they can find you. I don't really think anybody can be hid from these people. Do you?
Yes, I do. Yes, yeah. I believe there's some out there.
Well, I mean, I would think perhaps also God could actually cloak his people from their spy techniques.
Amen. Right?
There you go.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Well, anything else you'd like to say, Hannah?
I just want to pray for everybody out there. May I do that, please?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Our Heavenly Father, we now humbly approach your great throne of grace by faith. We move into the beyond where God, the angel, and the cherubims, and all the heavenly hosts are assembled together. For he said there cannot be even a sparrow fall to the ground without him knowing it. How much more does he know how here where hundreds and thousands of people have their heads bowed to mine with our wonderful brother Daniel, and we're calling upon thee for special requests. Father, look down upon the needy world tonight, for we are a needy people. I pray, God, that because we are assembled here on this radio and expressing to thee our faith and you, Father, who does answer prayer, we have come out from among the world of the uncircumcised, the doctrines, the creeds. And we've come out to live a separate life and to find the truth by confessing our faith in thee. And tonight we've raised our hands and saying we're needy. And dear God, answer every one of their requests tonight. We pray this in the name of Jesus.
So through all this, Hannah, you've managed to keep your faith and it's still strong and you're still calling on the name of Jesus.
It's strong and going on. So when my time is to leave this world, I'm ready to meet.
So the aliens can't take that from you. Oh, by the way, was it in the guard? Did the aliens take orders from the humans, or did the humans take orders from the aliens?
The Greys are slaves of the humans of the New World Order.
Okay, they're slaves. Okay, so in that prison there, they were taking orders from the humans.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, at least humans are controlling them. I mean, that's kind of a good thing, I guess. Oh, and another final thing here. Did you go to a hospital when you got back?
Yes.
Okay. And so what did they diagnose? Did they say you've been through some kind of trauma? Or?
Trauma, yeah.
Did they ask you what happened to you?
Yes, they did, but I didn't want to go into it. And I was released in 2 days. And,
okay.
I'm not on any medicine or anything like that.
Okay.
I don't like to take medicine.
Well, no, I don't like it either. Hopefully, I never have to take it.
I don't want that in my system.
So there is a record somewhere of you being in a hospital.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that would be a thing for somebody to look at and say, you know, yeah, Hannah was really there, and therefore, that would add a lot of more credibility to what you're saying. Because some people need to be convinced by facts. You know, some people can just listen to you and they can decide whether they believe what you're saying is true. But I can't think of any other motive for you to say these things other than they happen to you. I mean, people have been sending me suggestive motives, and none of them really seem to fit.
Well, I don't drive. I don't want a fancy car. I make my own clothes. I don't go shopping. I don't wear fancy jewelry. I don't need stuff like that. I don't want stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to see is people say. That's what I want to see. And people just... I know it sounds corny, but I want people to love one another. And I know it's not going to happen until the Lord comes back. But that's all I want.
Hannah, how many people do you think was in that big tunnel thing?
In there?
Yeah.
Oh, thousands.
Thousands? Most of them... Okay, were they all in cells?
Hundreds. No, not all of them.
Were they walking around?
Yeah.
They were working?
I can't hear you.
You say they were working?
Yeah.
What were they doing?
They asked me if they try to play mind games with you. It's like when we got off the train, there was this one man behind me or beside of me on my left, and he said, the Gray said, who wants to dig shovel dirt all day? And they make you, I think, because it's to see where your weaknesses are, maybe. And I said, well, I've shoveled my share of horse crap all my life. I don't mind digging some dirt. Throw me a shovel.
Uh-huh.
So he we walked through the doors and I went on to something else. That's what they do to you. They find out what your weaknesses are, uh-huh. physically, mentally, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the very first thing they do. So don't show any fear.
So they don't know in advance what your fear is. They try to figure it out when they get you?
Yes, that's what they do.
Is it possible that your husband could... well, obviously, he knows the exact location of this building, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, could you have him email me or call me and let me know where that is?
Yeah. I'll do it. I'll get him to and everything. He's very worried about me right now.
Mm-hmm,
but and our safety.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, there are
there are
patriotic military people out there that have the wherewithal to try to get these people out. I mean, I would want...
They're in there.
Mm-hmm.
They, like I said, there's not all kinds of murderers going around
mm-hmm.
and murdering all these missing people. You know, I'm sure there's wicked people in the world. I didn't think so, but there sure is.
Mm-hmm.
And thousands just can't come out, and these little children... They just don't go off into the air floating around somewhere.
Hmm. You think they're being taken into places like that?
Yes. Yes, Daniel.
Uh-huh. Now, we've had people suggest that aliens actually eat humans. Did you see anything that suggested that?
I have. It's like them lizard things.
Mm-hmm.
I've just seen the back part of him, but they have food supplies, and they have what's called a gatherer. And they have a gatherer that goes to the abortion clinics, and some of the fetuses are still alive, and some aren't. Anyway, they have a room called Manitude, and that's where they keep food supplies for the ones that are way underground.
Mm.
These demon-like creatures,
mm-hmm.
that's what they eat, all kinds of strange things in there. I was not offered to eat one thing.
Really?
No.
They were trying to starve you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, until I submitted.
Mm-hmm. But you never did. You never did
starving
submit.
Starving is a horrible way to go, I'd imagine, but
mm-hmm.
I believe my eternal soul is more important than a few days.
Do you think you could have done something there at that facility that would have lost your eternal soul?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Absolutely.
What do you think that would be?
Well, if I would have said, let you and I have a game of checkers and, I'll help you. Something like that. You just got to stay in the spirit and resist these creatures. And they will be turned loose here. They're coming. And they're very real.
Do you think we're going to have a UFO invasion?
Eventually, yeah. There'll be some type of big something. But I believe the saints will be out of here by then. Mm.
If
but
any,
I'm not a pre-trib, you
uh-huh.
know.
Have you any,
like
any of your visions?
That.
Okay, any,
huh?
In any of your visions, have you seen a nuclear blast or anything like that?
I haven't seen that.
Okay.
No, I just seen that one earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
That was really bad.
Well, what did you see? Do you see cars going in the earth or buildings or land opening?
I seen the whole part of the West going in the ocean. From California all the way up to Washington, and then there was chunks of, what's that state next to California down there on the end?
I don't know. I went to public schools. I couldn't tell you. New Mexico?
No,
I don't know.
But I've seen that part go in the water, just
uh-huh.
right in.
Yeah,
it was like I was up above the, seeing what was going on. The Lord was showing me. That big crash.
Did you see anything like a tsunami on the West Coast?
I didn't see that.
Okay. So it looked like California fell into the ocean?
Yeah, it was like this big crack, and I heard it crack, and I seen the crack on the earth, and it was like California, Oregon, Washington, and that mm-hmm. down there at the bottom, that one state down there by California.
You're talking about Baja, maybe? Are you talking about that leg that juts out into the ocean there? Or are you talking about Mexico? Arizona?
Parts of it. And there's a state up above it that joins California at the southern end.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember the name of it. But I've seen that parts of it going in.
Really?
Yeah.
And when do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know. But the way things are going right now at full speed ahead, I look for it to happen. And we're really pushing for this national ID card. And I believe it has something to do with all these end time events and parts of the Mark of the Beast. So I believe it's part of the Mark of the Beast. And I believe people are looking for this little microchip and stuff, and I don't think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
We're too aware of it. It's just like when people go around, they was looking at them FEMA facilities that are empty and stuff. Now, I didn't know about that until about a year ago. You can see them online and stuff. Those are just a coin. They're the real ones are underneath the ground. That's where they're at.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if a person thinks they may be on that list, what do you think they can do to get out of it? I mean, is there a way to avoid these people?
I don't know.
You think just use the name of Jesus and that they'll leave you alone? Or
that's between them and the Lord. I mean, it just depends on how close you are to the Lord. And that covering, you've got to have the Holy Ghost. That is something you have got to have, because that is your spiritual discernment. He will tell you what to do. And there's some people that are just meant to be martyred, and that's going to happen too. And there'll be some left.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming. It's here. The times are here now.
Okay.
And we've got to prepare and got to get this out and everything.
Well, Hannah, south of California, I guess, is Arizona, and kind of to the east is Nevada. Are you talking about either one of those states going?
I didn't see Nevada.
Huh?
Still going in the water. I seen, what is that place? You said Arizona at the bottom?
Yeah.
Down there by California?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
Parts of that, and that foreign country down there.
Oh.
They're always sending people in here.
Mexico?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going
on. I would really, if I was the president of Mexico, I would be asking myself seriously, what was so wrong with me that all my citizens have to go to another country? What's the matter with his sorry behind? I would like to know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That
good
his
place.
Citizens have to leave there.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
Mm.
He'll be ashamed of himself. I'll pray for him.
Okay. All right, Hannah. Well, I guess we come to the end of the broadcast here. I do appreciate you coming on. So you say that you and your husband can come back on the show?
Yeah, we can come back on, honey. And thank you so much. And I'm going to go and read for a while. And
okay. Well, stay strong. Thanks. There's a lot of people out there that love you. Just by listening to you can tell.
I love them, too, and I'm praying for them. And there's so many wonderful people, and God's people are wonderful.
Okay.
They are.
Okay.
And there's wonderful people that listen to your show and everything. And I love you. And I'll be praying for you all out there, and you all pray for me.
Okay. All right, and this final thing, somebody just emailed me real quick. They said in January they had a dream. They were supposed to prepare, people on the West Coast were supposed to prepare for a large earthquake. So I guess that dream might be out there in the spiritual land. So I guess people need to keep their eyes. I guess they ought to move away from the West Coast, actually. That'd be the best thing to do.
Yeah, I would just, if you go down on the eastern side of Mexico, it's getting empty.
Okay.
They're all coming up here.
All right. Okay, Hannah, well, I'll tell you what. We'll get back with you, and we'll have you and your husband back on the show, and we'll talk some more about this. How about that?
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Edge with Daniel Ott. To subscribe to The Edge newsletter, log on to TheEdgeAM.com. That's TheEdgeAM.com, where you can find out more about the guest and topics discussed on the air. The Edge is being brought to you by Internet Solutions, home of affordable website design and low-cost Internet access. Visit Internet Solutions at ES4.com. That's ES4.com. Until next week, for the Edge Radio broadcast, I'm Chris Moore. See you on the Edge.
News on the USA Radio Network is next. This is AM 1590, WNTS, Beech Grove, Indianapolis.